Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Break to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, I just thought of something when we're hearing all this stuff about the Deputy Attorney General and his testimony and how he was strong-armed by Trump towards the end. And I think personally that William Barr should be subpoenaed because I'm sure he was having the same things happen. But I thought of a scenario over the weekend, you know, when people think about how close we were to losing everything on January 6th. What if Mike Pence would have been killed? The sitting president then, when a vice president dies, gets to pick and then goes before Congress with his pick. So imagine how crazy that would have been. A man that was actually responsible for his death, picking his successor. I think we got to change some things here. You know, and there's no precedence for prosecuting a sitting president. That's got to go away too. This man should have been prosecuted when he was in office. But I'm all about William Barr testifying. I want to know, want him to testify before Congress and see if he could do his same little hubbada hubbada that he did with the current vice president.
Yeah, you're making good points. Let me unpack some of the law on that. If Mike Pence, God forbid, I mean, that would have been a horrible thing. Had been hanged by these characters. The vice presidency would have been vacant. In the normal course, like if we're in the middle of the term, Trump would appoint a successor, but they have to be confirmed by the Congress. They have to be confirmed by the House. And with 14 days to go on January 20, Biden was going to be sworn in. The House wouldn't have confirmed anyone. If Trump had passed away right away or been removed from office, Nancy Pelosi would have become president. She's the speaker. The speaker is next in line after the vice president. This is all more interesting and frankly more important if you think about it in midterm, but there's plenty of time. Remember that Gerald Ford, when Nixon was elected and then he had to leave office, remember there was a Spiro Agnew was the vice president. Spiro Agnew was a felon. He got, for bribery, he got convicted, went to prison and removed. And then what happened was Nixon proposed Gerald Ford, who was a congressman at the time, minority leader from Michigan. And everybody kind of liked Gerald Ford. So the Democrats said, fine, you get to pick him within reason. But, you know, not 14 days before Biden becomes president. So there's that. But I also agree with you 100% that Barr should be subpoenaed. The reason he stepped down was because it was obvious that Trump was playing a coup. And it wasn't just January 6th. Trump tried to get Jeffrey Rosen, the acting attorney general, to write a letter to the Georgia legislature telling them the election was corrupt and to pick the electors themselves. And he had five other letters pending to Wisconsin, Nevada, Arizona, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, which would have overturned the election if they'd all done it. And when they do something like that, it's not subject to veto by the governor. So would Voss do something like that in a heartbeat? Then it would go to the courts. And then the Republican Supreme Court, 6-3, what would they have done? I think they would have not gone along with it, but I don't know. That's how close we got. That's how close we got with Trump. Going back to the lines, Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. The investigations for January 6th need to speed ahead to figure out exactly what happened and why these people were willing to do what they did. I don't understand the whole situation here. Are people this upset in this country that you would follow a guy like Trump? You know, he's a known liar and all the stuff he has done, and they're still following this man. I don't, for the love of God, I don't understand it. So I hope this investigation keeps going forward to figure out exactly why these people followed him and who's involved in this. I think corporate America is up to their hey, I'm going to change subjects here pretty quick, real quick here, because it gets depressing listening to Trump stuff, because I don't get it. But at some point, the Republicans are going to have to get on board with this climate change. It's real. And the other thing they need to get on board with is this coronavirus. And it's ever evolving. And I don't know how many people are dying a week now with this stuff. It's very serious stuff. I don't understand it. Why they're not on board in the vaccine, and everybody should be aboard or get aboard this thing, or you could wipe out all the achievements. Well, I don't want to go back to where we were a year ago, and we're headed that way now. So thanks, Matt. Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. That's a lot to chew on in the last few minutes before the end of the show. I'm going to unpack it a little bit because you always raise great points, and you just did again. Number one, with why they January 6th, polls have showed consistently that at any time with any president, roughly 30% of the people would impeach and convict him and take him out. 30% of the people do not want to abide by the election results. That was true with people like Roosevelt, Truman, Kennedy, right up to Obama and Trump. So 30% of the people, you can expect that. But they got lathered up because Trump falsely has said and continue to pound the drum that the election was rigged. And that does tick people off. So, I mean, there you have that. And then, with COVID and the rest of them, they are consigning people to death is what they're doing. Taking one more quick call. Mark from the SAC. We got 2 minutes, Mark, to the end of the show, and I get yanked. What's on your mind today, Mark?
That's okay. I see that there is some of these clowns are squealing for, Biden to be impeached. Apparently, the latest chorus is from Jenna Ellis, Trump advisor, because he's mishandling the border. Well, the border would have been taken care of during Donald Trump's presidency. He wouldn't have handed Biden a steaming bowl of turds, to handle at the end of, right when he comes on. And the crisis could be handled by Congress by passing actually decent immigration laws to get these people processed and taking the citizens, potential citizens that we need. And for all these Republicans that are squealing for this, each and every one of them should be investigated for their part in the insurrection. If they had one little bit of involvement of it to jail, they should go. I mean, in the most unpleasant
you're right.
Jail.
And here's the deal, and I think we can all relax. At any time, roughly 30% of the people want to impeach the president, any president. So the fact that some of these yahoos are doing it, okay, let's deal with it. Anyway, terrific calls, terrific show. Thanks for calling in. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Stand by for some great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crute, my friend Earl Ingram. Great show. You got to listen to it. Great evening program, weekend. Thinking Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. All great, great shows. The Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back tomorrow. Same place, same time, same place. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today.